Hello.
Yes, hi, Melvin. I'm sorry to bother you again. I just spoke with the patient coordinator that's assigned to Melvin. So she just told me that you're not even HR compliant, so you're not able to get paid yet. And she said that you already had that conversation.
She told me that I had to call you to get on H&R comp, whatever, however you say it. She told me I had to call you, and that's when I called you on Friday.
Okay, so you had asked for the EVV information to clock in and now, so I thought you was already onboarded.
Yeah, they told me once I had got the results from the TB shot, and then when I talked to her, I said the results, everything came back good. She said, "Okay, can you start tomorrow?" And I said, "Yes." And I don't know what else
Okay,
I have
so
to do
she's
after
saying
that.
something different.
Yeah,
But
because she
we're gonna
told me
try to move on it as
Thursday
fast as
and
we can.
Friday. So that's what I'm saying. I don't understand. She said I can work Thursday and Friday. So where does that come in where I have to do something else? You know? I thought I was supposed to
Yeah.
get a sent something, you know. That's what how
Yeah,
it's
see,
going.
I didn't know till right now. I was under the impression that she was already hired and good to go. So I'm just gonna send you the information, the links that you would have to complete, and then if you can just send me whatever you have, like your ID, social, and your TB, that would be great.
You said my ID, my social.
And your TB.
I have my birth certificate. I don't have my social.
So we need the social in order to run the background.
You need the actual physical card.
Right.
So will I have to stop working today then to try to go get it? But isn't that with the is that considered the government with the government shutdown? Will I still be able to get that, or that's something totally different?
To be honest, I have no clue, but I don't see why you wouldn't be able to get it. You just got to let them know that, you need it for employment.
Okay, well, can I finish out the day today and then get it tomorrow?
The thing is that you're not going to get paid because she kept stating that it was right now you're providing informal support. And informal support, the caregiver doesn't get paid. You're just doing it voluntarily.
Why is she going to tell me to go to work voluntarily?
That's what she said. She said, "Oh, I already talked to him.
And
He's
I'm
doing
going to be saying,
informal
okay, yeah,
support."
I'm going to go to work voluntarily, right? That's what I'm going to do. Wow.
Yeah, but since I got a better understanding on what was going on, that's why I said, "Well, let me call him because I don't, because you kept asking for the clock in and out information." So that's why I'm like, "Wait a minute." But since I didn't see you in the system at all, I'm like, "There's no way he can clock in if he's not even in the system." And that's when she said, "Oh no, he's doing informal support." And I'm like, "Was he aware?" She said, "Yes, that you already had the conversation and she
I
knew."
understand, 'cause well, that just sounds so. I don't know who you tell them go work in voluntary. Go work some involuntary, work, but you're not
Right.
getting paid. I don't think, nobody would do that.
I would just suggest if you just get the I mean, you can start the other process until you get the Social Security card.
Means I'm not gonna get paid for another 2 days, and then for today.
No, from what she told me, no. No, like I said, I'm
Okay,
gonna try to assist as far as onboarding you as fast as I can so that you can, start getting paid.
all right. Thank you very much.
Okay, so I'll send you the links shortly. All right.